CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
6:04 for a Monday morning. It is Bree and Gaundy here at C. You scared the S-H-Y-T's out of me this morning as I walked in, which was great.
The bejesus out of you.
Had one of those glitter guns and you popped it on me, so that was awesome. Feel alive.
So worth the 20 minutes I had to wait in the same spot.
What's happening with the video? Because it's my birthday today, guys. Stop bringing it up.
Hey, happy birthday.
Set it. Yeah, thanks, guys.
How old are you today? 37.
31. How the hell did that happen?
Response.
31.
It feels like my birthday's come around quicker than anyone else's.
You weren't here for your birthday last year.
No, I was in New York.
You were overseas.
And I keep getting these, you know, on Facebook you get the yearly reminders.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep getting these yearly reminders of all these awesome things I did a year ago. And
a week, could have been.
I need to stop posting awesome stuff because when they remind you.
You posted a lot on that
trip. I did.
One a day.
It was a good time. It was a lot of fun sort of stuff. But anyway, so yeah, thanks for that. An engagement party over the weekend. I want to get to that a little bit later in the show.
Producer HM, we were all there.
Thanks for coming.
Good times.
You're welcome.
Great. Had a run in with the police.
Oh, yeah, the popo were out the front.
Yeah, which I haven't had in a long time.
I flipped him the bird.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Accidentally.
But they mentioned it to me on the phone this morning.
The police did they?
Yeah, yeah.
Or just a massive
rager.
They were like, hey, did you hear about this massive party at your mine?
Oh.
No, they didn't.
One for the ages, Em. One for the ages.
Lies.
Did you really flip them the bird? Because I spoke to them, they were
not happy?
Yeah, not too happy.
What were they not happy about? Did someone make a complaint?
Yeah, the sound.
Okay.
Too good of a time.
Because
so.
I was going to say, the party wasn't rowdy.
No, I didn't think so either.
I mean, of course there's noise because it's a party.
It was a Saturday night.
DJ Nick Kelly was busting out the
tunes
too
hard. Ripping it up. Anyway. We'll get to it soon. My run-in with the police, which I've not had in, I can't even think of the last time I got in trouble with the law.
I can.
No, oh, back of a paddy wagon, locked up for a couple of days.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
13, 12, 16. How did you find out your partner was cheating on you?
Ooh.
How did you figure it out? Was it by accident? Because this story takes the cake.
Okay.
Have you read the story about the Uber driver?
No.
So it was an Uber driver girl over in Florida, and she said she went to the airport and she's picked up a fare at the airport, and she got to chatting with the girl. It was another girl of similar age to her, attractive lady, and they were sitting in the car talking, and she gave the address to her of where she needed to be taken, and it was her boyfriend's house.
What are the chances of that? Hang on.
Knowing that information, the Uber driver chick asked her some questions on the way there.
Yep.
And found out that this girl was having an affair with her boyfriend.
I mean,
what are the odds?
Okay, so I'm just putting myself in the guy's shoes, right? And you're cheating on your girlfriend. Your girlfriend is an Uber driver who's out working. And picks up the girl that, the chances of that are so small.
Very slim.
They're very slim.
Oh, can you imagine?
And so what happened when they both rocked up at the house together?
So anyway, she got all the information out of this chick on the way there. And once they got there, apparently the girlfriend has let loose on the girl and goes, this is my boyfriend's house. You can go get, I'm going inside.
Right. So
and
left
confronted
her standing,
him. Yes.
Right. Out the front.
And I think she said when she got in there, she's like, oh, were you expecting someone else? Because I just dropped her off up the road.
Brutal. Oh, that is no good.
And then she tweeted about it. It's gone viral.
Jeez, 13, 12, 16, if you can top that story, it's going to be hard to top.
How did you find out?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to...
Cheated on someone? No.
Or I like how your brain goes to that. Have you ever been cheated on?
Have I been cheated on? No, I don't think I've been cheated on at all. I mean, come on.
Oh, I mean, what are you saying? You're too good to be cheated on?
Would you cheat on this?
Probably. Remember that time?
Kidding.
Remember that time I went a little bit cray and I knew that the person I was dating was cheating on
me? That's right, yeah.
And I waited outside their house?
Yep.
I just wanted closure.
Yeah.
Because they kept telling me I was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got that closure. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, when you sat outside their house for 8 hours on a stakeout.
No, it wasn't.
You're not crazy at all.
I had a friend with me. It was quite fun, actually.
It was like you were cops. You got coffee and donuts.
It literally was. I felt legit crazy, but
look, the calls,
I got the closure I needed.
The calls are coming through, 13, 12, 16. Did you confront when you found out they were cheating? Did you confront them on the spot?
Oh, well, I had all the information I needed. I froze them out after that. Who was the real winner?
Well, they're in a relationship now, probably having a great time.
Yeah, but they're still...
No, you're
that,
the winner.
They're still in that same relationship, actually.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, pigs. 13, 12, 16. Keep the calls coming through. How did you do it?
How'd you find out?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
This is an epic story.
How'd you find out that someone was cheating on you? A girl over in Florida who's an Uber driver went to take this job. Turns out it was her boyfriend's address. She's picked up the girl, who was a young, attractive lady, got all the dirt, got all the lowdown, and then when she got to the address, broke the news to the girl in the car that it was her boyfriend and that she was the other woman.
Kicked her out.
Kicked her out.
Went inside, confronted the guy.
What are the odds of that?
I have to apologise.
Why?
Because I said I'd never cheated. But here's the thing.
Oh.
When I was in high school, right, high school relationship.
Yes.
And it was, the relationship was dead. It was, you know, when it gets to that point, it's like, it's dead. It's
yes.
over.
Okay.
And I was with this girl and it was like, we barely even talked anymore. It was a very high school based relationship, one of those things. And I went to a music festival and hooked up with a girl.
Oh, no.
And then she found out about it.
How'd she find out?
It was one of her, it was like friend of a friend or something.
The girl you hooked up with?
Yeah, the girl ended up working at the same company as us that I didn't know about in...
Jeez, you can pick them.
And anyway, I was working at the movies where she worked at the time and walked in and confronted me. And it was some awkward shifts after that, I've got to say.
Oh, it would have been some icy shifts.
It was ice cold. It was real
for
ice cold.
Sure.
But no, I learned a massive lesson from that because, oh, it's the worst feeling, honestly. And I would never even
think
twice.
Feeling of guilt?
Oh, not even guilt, but just hurting someone like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I'm
not
being
nice.
Genuine here. I'm just saying... The hurt that you put on someone, and sorry to make this a bit of a serious one, but the hurt you put on someone is not good.
You're better off to just...
Break it off
yeah. and do the right thing. It's going to hurt them
100%.
At the time, but be better
because
off in the long run.
You've said that you've been cheated on. I mean, how does that feel?
Oh, it honestly is the most horrible thing to go through. Like,
yeah.
I would have rather just been told up front.
Exactly.
And I would have got over that a lot quicker. But going through, I think 4 weeks I was put through of being told one thing and thinking something else.
It's a weak thing to do on that person's behalf.
Oh, it's
cowardly. They don't have the balls
just
to say anything.
Just own up and do it.
Anyway, 13, 12, 16, Dan's given us a call. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
Very
well,
well,
mate.
How'd you find out someone was cheating on you?
Well, I found out twice. Then it was the same girl, but the first one, I used to work on a weekend, and I went to work, and it was a Saturday night, and the guy I was working with was telling me in intimate detail what happened the night before with a young lady that he met, and that night, that young lady came to our work to bring me my dinner, and he looked at me and he goes, "That's her," and I said, "That's my wife," and he looked at me and goes, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." She actually changed colour when she saw him. We had an interesting conversation on the way home that night.
Karma comes back around, doesn't it? That is horrible, Dan.
That makes me feel
And then
sad.
What happened the second time?
Well, I forgave her for that one.
You forgave her, Dan?
God, you're a big person.
Nah, I couldn't do that.
You're a bigger person to forgive her for that.
I was married, so, you know, it wasn't a simple battle. See you later.
Nah.
But, the second one was same woman, obviously. I went to university, and I used to study at night because I was working during the day. And I was just tired one night, so I did the class, but I didn't stay for the lecture. So I got home about 7:30 at night and caught her in bed with the next-door neighbour.
Please tell me you learnt your lesson from that, Dan.
He's still with her. Dan's still with her now.
God, no. That was the story that broke the camel's back.
Right.
But I've got, in her defence, she married him and she's got 7 kids to him now. So.
7?
Oh, she's done the half.
7 kids to him?
Hell. Yeah.
And
are they all of his?
And 16 kids to other blokes all around the place.
They are all with his.
Wow. No, she does not sound top quality, I've got to say.
Well,
that
if
is,
you,
come on.
That's rough. One of my mates, actually, she was dating this guy and she had like this inkling that he was cheating on her, and she ended up getting an inbox from this random girl on Facebook one day being like, I just thought you'd want to know that I've been. And I only just found out that he was seeing someone else and I tracked you down and I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, I just found out. Sure. Just found out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
It's time for this.
Hello, Bree and Gaunzi's Sicky Hotline.
All right, here we go. I need to get myself on the board here. I've managed to get one sicky out of, what are we at? So this is my sixth attempt. Oh, man.
You suck at this game.
I'm not good.
You're not good.
Okay, so this is where we call a business, and we have to either pretend that we work there. Well, you do have to pretend that you work there, but you can either jag a random name or maybe go down the road of trying to find an actual employee.
Whatever way you want to go, you need to get the day off this morning. It needs to be done within one phone call. Yep. And I've picked the place for you this morning.
Who have you got for me?
Don't know why I picked this place, because I struggle with the name. Laurieton United Services Club.
Okay.
I think I got it right.
What does a United Services Club do?
Kind of like an RSL, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, similar to that.
And where's Laurieton?
Laurieton?
Yeah. North, is it?
Somewhere up north.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to go down your road and get them to guess who I am.
Okay.
For a beer. I don't know. All right.
Here we go. I'm punching in the number. Hold on. Here we go. And here we go.
Laurieton United Services Club. This is Taylor speaking.
Taylor?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Who's doing the rosters there today?
Probably Jude.
Jude. Oh, love Jude. How good's Jude?
Who's this?
One of the great managers. It's me.
Who's me?
We work together.
Who?
You know who. Come on.
No, I don't.
Can't believe this.
Who is it?
You really hurt my feelings. I thought we were friends.
No. I don't know who it is. I can't tell you if we're friends or not.
Don't worry about it. I thought we were mates. Anyway.
Who is it?
No, that's good. You don't know me. Don't worry about it.
I probably would know if you tell me your name.
It's Dan.
Dan who?
Arthur.
I have no idea who that is.
Put me through to Jude.
Who is it?
Stan. I work there.
Do you?
Yeah. I haven't done many shifts. I'm pretty new, but we met when I did my training. You forgot me already.
Dan Arthur.
You forgot
me
already.
Is this a joke?
No.
Okay.
Is Jude there?
Yeah, I'll put it through for you.
Thank you.
Ed, the paper up there.
Go with a different name.
The overnight stay started.
Well, you know,
about
Dan doesn't work here now.
$1,000 a night.
Hi, this is Helen. Who are we talking to?
It's Mark.
Mark Burgess.
Yes.
You were doing Taylor's head in. She just came in. She went, there's this crazy guy on the phone.
Oh, and she always plays games with me. It's, yeah. I know. She's always messing around. How have you been?
It is Mark. So can you talk to him again?
Oh, I just need to. I need to chat to you really quick, Helen.
Oh, to me. Okay,
yeah,
righto.
I just got a shift coming up. I need to get out of, if possible, please.
Okay. So when is it?
Have you got the roster there?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why you're trying to get onto Jude, was it? I think
exactly,
she's in the bar,
yeah.
Mark. Won't be a minute.
That's all right.
With a high jump there.
Okay, I'll have to take a message for her, Mark.
Oh,
so when's your shift?
It's this week, Tuesday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get out of it. I broke my leg.
Oh, no.
Yeah, snapped it clean in half.
Wow.
Yeah, I karate kicked this thing to impress my mates and snap, gone.
Wow.
I know, it was down the beach.
Bugger.
No good. So
you'll be off for a little while.
Well, I'll see how I go. I'm going to get a cast and stuff, but yeah, I'm out for Tuesday. Do you reckon anyone could cover me? I need to let the doctor know what's going on. He's giving me certificates and stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, they'll have to cover you for sure.
Yeah, so is that cool?
Yeah, I'll pass it on to Jude and she'll put it out there.
So day off?
Day off Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Penicillin shots, the whole deal. You know that stuff that numbs you, whatever it's called? Is that penicillin? What's that?
Anesthetic.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, I don't know. I'm out of it. I'm out of it. I've had a few already.
Oh, has it only just happened?
Yeah, like just yesterday.
Oh, right.
So I thought I'd better call you guys.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let Jude know, and I'm thinking that you'll be out of action for a little while.
Sure. So, yeah, as long as I can get, at least start with Tuesday, you can give that the green light.
Yep. Okay. Go I'll on. Pass it on, and that should be fine.
You're the best.
All right. Take care.
My leg. Thank you.
Bye.
I did it.
I believe she said that should
no,
be
don't
fine.
Be like that.
That should
no,
be fine.
Be like that. I'll karate kick you in a second.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll give it to you.
She said I can have as long as I
you
want.
You know what? You need charity. You've got the point.
I'm taking it.
You need it because who knows when you'll get another one.
Anyway, I can get it. I'll take that one.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Last week we talked about a new anti-aging drug that they're calling NMN, which pretty much repairs the DNA that's been damaged in the aging process and from radiation exposure, which, I mean, massive finding.
This is fascinating stuff. I can't imagine it's going to be cheap.
I wouldn't think so,
no.
But they're saying it would be super beneficial to people who have probably gone through chemotherapy and they've had that radiation
right.
through their body, and later on in life there's obviously complications with that.
Perfect.
So they're saying it's it could be life-changing for those people as well.
Looking forward to having this guy on the show to tell us a bit more about it, though.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
We've got Dr. Michael Elstein on the show, and he works at the Eternal Health Medical Center in Bondi, which specializes in anti-aging medicine and also a lot of other things. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. What can you tell us that we don't already know about this? I mean, you've been heavily involved.
What I can tell you is that this product has been tried on mice.
Okay.
So we know it helps repair DNA in mice. We don't think it does the same in humans, and that's the problem, because there is a similar product already available on the market, and you can buy it on the website, on the internet, and it's a product called Basic. BASIC, Basic, and it's already marketed. You can actually buy it, and it contains a very similar substance to nicotinamide mononucleotide, very similar substance. And they've shown that when you give that stuff to rats, it actually it might not work so well. So we don't really know whether the substance is going to help us humans, and that's the problem, really.
Dr. Elstein, what potentially could this mean for the human race, and what could it potentially do?
Well, if it repairs our DNA as it's supposed to, once again, we don't know if it does that in humans, then we have damaged DNA all the time, and one of the things our cells have to do is repair it. That gets more inefficient as we get older. So when our DNA doesn't get repaired, then we age. So if we can keep repairing our DNA, we can slow down aging, which means a lot of us can live for as long as we want to live.
So this means longer life.
It does. It does. And that's going to be difficult for the planet to sustain us, and that's going to be another problem.
That's what I was going to ask you. What effects does that have on the planet? Because, we're already getting overpopulated. If we're living to be 150 and having more kids and they're living longer, then it might not necessarily be a great thing, Dr. Elstein.
It might not, but we all want to stay youthful and young and stay around forever. None of us want to die, and that's the problem.
Oh, no.
We don't want to leave this planet.
Does it mean it could reverse the look, the aging look? Is that also a possibility?
Well, it's possible. Our skin cells also get damaged, and that's what gives us wrinkles. And so if we can prevent that damage, we can prevent wrinkles and prevent skin aging. So,
okay.
We can prevent aging on the inside and the outside, but that's something we don't know yet in humans. As I say, it's been done in mice, but when we translate that to the human realm, often the studies, stuff done that works in mice doesn't work on us.
We've talked about it.
Be very careful.
We've talked about it on our show, and I have to mention this. We have had a couple of people say, testing it on animals.
Mm-hmm.
There's the animal activists who aren't necessarily happy with that, but I guess if you look at it in a way where if you're going to be helping cancer patients, I mean, this isn't testing makeup on animals.
No,
do you know
exactly.
What I mean?
So it's something helping, that's kind of,
exactly.
You know,
so there is that side of it as well.
It's not a superficial drug. It's something that can help millions of people.
Yeah, people who are going through sickness. And
but, of course, there's people that disagree with that.
100%.
And there's people that disagree with testing on animals. But when's the testing on humans going to start? Is that at the end of this year, Dr. Elstein?
Well, it's going to start soon. They're going to give it to cancer patients.
Right.
And so we're going to see if it helps them. Because one thing that happens with cancer is we get lots of damaged DNA. We need to help repair that, and that's a problem with cancer patients, so we're going to give it to them.
And is that because people who are suffering cancer find themselves in a position where they'll try anything at that point, won't they? So, they're willing to put up their hands? Is that the situation, you think?
Well, that's right. And as I say, if it helps to repair damaged DNA, which is one of the things that leads to cancer and makes cancer difficult to treat, it might be very useful for them. I think we need to, I want to say, we need to be careful about sort of pinning our hopes on one magical tablet.
Yeah.
Because whatever works very powerfully, it also has powerful side effects.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's true with drugs as well. So be very careful. You're not thinking that we can have an unhealthy lifestyle, not exercise, not look after our digestion, not look after our
it's not a miracle pill, is what you're saying.
No, we need to. That's why what I do at the anti-aging clinic is test all the things that lead to aging.
Yeah.
To make sure that when we have this magic tablet, at least our bodies are optimized and prepared for it.
That's funny, because I had my engagement party over the weekend, Dr. Elstein, and I had a huge one, and I thought, no, Dr. Elstein, he's got my back. He's going to invent something soon. I'll be right. That's not the case.
I doubt that very much.
That's not the case. All right, it's a fascinating one, mate.
And when are we looking at, if potentially the tests are positive, when are we looking at this drug being on the market?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask the manufacturers, but I'm sure they're going to, if it works, they're going to race it to market as soon as they can. It's going to be a big win for.
All right, well, we keep an eye on that one, and if you need anyone to try it out, I know our friend Bree here is super keen.
Hey,
so
fountain of youth.
If there's a waiting list or anything, just, give us the heads up, and that'd be great. But we we appreciate you joining us on the show, Dr. Michael Elstein, and we'll hopefully catch up with you soon with some more good news.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've just been shown this video that's come through this morning of a lady who we're trying to get some more details on, but there's an interesting video doing the rounds at the moment. This lady believes that extraterrestrials, ET, from the movie.
Life from outer space.
They communicate with her to communicate to us? Is that what the go is?
She's saying kind of like a psychic medium.
Yes.
How people who have crossed over use them to communicate to people still here on Earth. She's saying extraterrestrials actually communicate to her.
Right. And do we want to hear what the extraterrestrials are doing, what they've been up to, where they're at through this lady? Do we want to hear that?
Let's hear what she has to say.
This is what she has to say.
My job and my business is to deliver messages for the ETs. So they use their DNA and the DNA of apes. We did not evolve from the apes. We were created using the apes. 95% of all alien races have got bases in Antarctica, deep underground. Because the Draconians are the Illuminati and have links with the Queen, the Draconians influenced William to get with Kate.
Oh, Fiona Kate, are they? Thought she was all right.
This is the effects of drugs, kids.
Steer clear.
She looks totally normal. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
Well, how can you buy what Philippa Lee does, who talks to people that are passed? What's the difference between her connection of talking to people that aren't in the room?
I've got an answer.
Compared to this lady who talks to extraterrestrials?
Because Philippa Lee or other psychic mediums, I'm not saying they're all real, but I do believe there are people that can do that.
Okay.
There's actually some sort of thing you can base it off. Like if they're saying, you know, if they start picking what your granddad's favourite thing to do was and all that kind of thing, you actually know that information.
Right.
Whereas this lady, how are we meant to know? We don't know if there's ET people out there or like we don't know. She could say whatever she wants.
Oh, so are you saying that 95% of them based in Antarctica might not be a fact? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying not be real.
Are you saying we weren't created by the apes? And not evolved. Are you telling me that the apes didn't create
us? There's no fact to base it off. She could say whatever she wanted.
Well, here's the thing. She might have some proof soon.
Well, this is what she said, hasn't she?
She says the aliens are going to show themselves.
They will be showing themselves in the next couple of weeks and months.
To who and where?
To everybody.
The world?
The world. They're not waiting for the government to disclose their existence. They're going to do it themselves.
Wow, fascinating.
Well, I guess we'll all find out in a couple of weeks if she's legit or if she's just on drugs.
How will they do it? I'm interested to know how the aliens will reveal themselves. Like, is it going to be a big grand thing?
It'll be like a surprise birthday party.
Yeah, like do we all rock
surprise!
Up and, hey, we're here, guys.
Like,
we've been hiding in Antarctica for most of this time, but here we are. Like,
we're hanging out with Santa.
It's great.
Down there.
I just want to, I would love them, if this is all true, right? Let's just believe this lady's crazy beliefs. Why can't the aliens just slowly introduce themselves. You know, just pop up here and there, just sort of day to day. Just don't make it a big
thing. Open up a coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just integrate yourself.
It doesn't all have to be a big deal.
My favourite part is where someone goes, is Pauline Hanson an alien? And she goes, definitely not. She's just a very good human who has great beliefs, and that just solidifies that she's a legit crazy woman.
Not even the aliens want to take Pauline Hanson. They went, no, not us.
You guys can have her.
She's all yours.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
So I had the engagement party over the weekend, and a massive thanks to everyone that came. You guys came along, and we put on a bit of a house party kind of thing, because a lot of people haven't seen our house either, so we wanted them to come around and check it out, and, you know, got kind of two decks and you can do a bit of entertaining there, not too bad.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It looked awesome. You guys had decorations and stuff set up.
Yeah, so just a quick shout out on that one, because it's a local lady who did an awesome job, Material Girls with a Z, with a Z.
Cool.
Came around, did the lights, did the bar tables, the whole deal. An amazing job. Did you like it?
Yeah, it looked awesome.
Yeah,
it
sort
great.
Of really added to it. So if you're looking for someone to do that, hit Megan up there. But the party, I also got one of our tech guys here, Renfu, to come around and set up a big sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it for my housewarming as well, but he only had like two speakers. This one, he went all out and did six speakers, like we'd have it like a massive radio station event.
My voice hurts because it was so loud and you had to yell to talk to anyone.
Yeah. Well, once the DJ really kicked in, Nick Kelly, I mean, that's when it got loud and people
I love
were,
watching that guy DJ.
Isn't he into it? He had a great time.
It is a good time to watch.
So we had two.
I got on the decks at one point.
Did you? What'd
yeah,
you play?
Yeah, people loved my set.
What were you choosing?
Oh,
what were you ripping it up
with?
It was
a weird array of songs. It went from Steps, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Cool.
To what's that song where it's like, my neck, my back, and something else and that you can't mention?
Yeah.
That song went off. Then into, you know.
You picked a good time to get on the decks because by that stage everyone was just loving it.
Tiger,
everything.
Rack City to end off the set, you know.
Did you have Rack City in there?
I sure did.
Like
always
it.
Goes off.
Well, maybe it was your DJing that got the police around because.
Could have been.
As we found out, we had two speakers on the front deck, two speakers on the back, and I didn't think too much of it because at the housewarming it was pretty loud too, but apparently they were getting a fair few complaints.
Really? Because you're friends with the neighbours, so it couldn't have been them.
Well, my next door neighbours came round
she
for the
there.
Party, and two doors down I let them know about the party, but apparently it went even further than that. Even further. And then the police, next thing I know, are at my front door.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? For you.
And when police rock up to a house party, word gets around and people are like, cops are out the front, cops are out the front.
Everyone's like, cops.
It's like, quick, cops. So I went down there to sort
hide
it
the
out.
Hide the illegal stuff.
There was nothing illegal.
Yeah,
it was
I
just
bought
the
my
sound.
Nunchucks. Oh. They were there.
Anyway, so I went down there and I chatted to the guys and I said,
what'd they say?
They said, we can hear this all the way down the street. They said,
it's a party.
It's on Saturday night. It's an engagement party. He said, it's after midnight. It needs to be shut down. I said, what, the whole thing needs to be shut down? He goes, yep, speakers. He goes, if we hear music coming out of that house, we'll confiscate. No, it was confiscate the whole equipment. So I was going to lose all the speakers and stuff that weren't mine if the music kept getting cranked.
I've never heard of that.
And then to throw a little cherry on top, he said, and I'm going to issue you this for a month. You can't have any more music till the 29th of April.
I have never heard of that before.
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
They really were the fun police.
I was like, right. Okay. No worries. I'll shut the party down. I had to go back up and
That's
tell everyone that
everyone
was it.
That's why everyone started leaving, because I was like, why is everyone leaving?
Yeah, well, you kill the music, you kill the vibe. So shut it all down, shut the doors, and played a little bit off the speakers on the laptop. It was quiet.
What?
Just in the lounge
what,
room.
You thought that the laptop...
What?
You get that cranking, the laptop speakers. Oh.
Didn't keep the party going, unfortunately. The speakers.
I do need to apologise.
For?
Oh.
What?
At one point, you know your dog Patch, he kept running through the crowd like he was loving it.
Yeah.
He kept licking my ankles as he was running through the crowd. And at one point in the night, I was sitting on your couch and you know that big, there was a big shell full of sausage rolls?
Yeah.
I reckon I threw him like 8 of those.
Hey, don't apologise.
Oh, my God,
it.
He was my best friend.
He was having a great
I was
time.
Like, Patch, heads up!
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you can be an ass.
Okay, well,
that's all I'm going to say.
No, I'd sort of. What?
Yeah, go on.
I kind of did pick this day so I could maybe get a bit of leeway.
Oh, really?
But, come on. I've got some audio, and I'm not going to say how I got the audio.
Oh, really? Yeah. I can take two guesses where you got the audio.
Go on.
Matt in production?
Yep.
You're on my list as well after this.
It's all Matt's fault. Matt said, do you want it? And I said, yeah.
Did he really?
No, I asked him for it.
Okay. I was going to say, I can't picture Matt doing
Look,
it.
Look, there was we have to get into the production booth here and record some stuff, and we've recorded some stinking stuff in the past, haven't we?
Look, I'm not going to. I know I'm a horrible singer. Yeah, I'm me one too. Of the worst. I get it from my mum. Actually, she's probably worse than me.
There's more terrible singers out there than good ones.
I'm tone deaf.
Yeah.
I am absolutely tone deaf.
Which is fine.
I mean, I'm good at everything else. I can't be good, you know, at absolutely everything. But singing, I wasn't blessed with.
To be honest with you, we made this opener for a new game we play each week, and I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't as bad as you said to me it was going to be.
It's pretty
no,
bad.
No, it's not.
It's pretty horrific.
It's not that bad.
Do you wanna... Are we going to play the opener as well?
Well, we need to just hear what it's,
oh, do we
how it
to?
Sounds with all the sounds and
here
stuff. So this is the game that you and Rach
oh, great.
Got into the booth together.
Again,
and
again, I'm sorry, Rach.
Rach is in on this too.
Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the time.
No hesitating.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
That's all right. Not bad. Good effort.
Yeah, there's a lot of effects on that.
There's effects. There's
sound. All right, Em in the newsroom with your big smile. You're on my list as well.
We're all going down, Em. It's a sinking ship. And we're all going down.
Go on, play the audio then.
No, and I just said to, because you guys were so adamant it was that bad. And I said, it wasn't that bad. And I said to Matt, have you got the whole session? Did they do that in
I
one take?
I love how Rach isn't even looking at anything. Yeah. She's not happy.
You're in on this, Rach. And I said, did they do that in one take? I said, that's pretty good in one take. He goes, no.
Oh, there was three takes.
A few takes.
Don't exaggerate. There was three takes.
What are all these then?
How many?
I don't know. It's like a minute worth.
You're not playing. If you play a minute worth.
What? What are you going to do?
I'll give you 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
20.
That's all you got.
At least.
Oh, now we're bargaining on air, are we? 15.
What does that get me to? It only gets me. Oh, God.
Take it or leave it.
I'm the one that has the buttons over here. I can play it and just see. How we, hang on. All right. Can we hear it without the production? Do you want to? Don't give me the time wind up, Rach.
Oh, look, I'm going to wind it up. We're going to be late for the news.
Oh, well, here's a bit of it.
Oh, I can't even listen to this, Rach.
Really?
I can't even.
Is it that bad?
I haven't heard it, but I can imagine how bad it is.
Are you and Rach in the booth? Matt did say this was me opening a can. He's like, you got to get ready for some payback. But anyway.
I'm like the queen.
Oh. Here's some audio.
Time is waiting. Oh. You only get 1 second of sun.
No hesitating.
Time is waiting.
That's not bad.
You only get 1 second of the sun.
No hesitating.
Oh, that's good.
Have a guess, go right now.
Time is waiting.
You only got 1 second, 1 second. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting.
Oh, it's getting worse.
No,
you only
good.
Get 1 second of the sun.
No hesitating.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Frickin', frickin', frickin'.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second.
Oh, we get it. We get it. Pull it down. We get it.
You only get 1 second. 1 second. Time is waiting.
You're replaying it now.
No, I'm not.
No hesitating.
There's a high five coming up at the end here, which is
have great. A guess, go right now.
Time is waiting.
Oh, God.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Wait for the high five.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
There it is. Oh, see, you guys thought you did a good job. You gave each other high fives and everything. It was great.
You know how in the FBI, when they have, like, techniques to, like, torture people?
Yeah.
That is a great one.
I thought you were going to say you were going to use those techniques on me and bring me down, Liam Neeson Taken style.
Oh, there's at least five things I've already thought of.
Really?
Oh, I'd be worried if I was you.
I should be worried, but then again,
DJ's waiting.
You only get 1 second up, so
don't worry, Rachel. D-Day's coming.
D-Day's coming.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, thanks to everyone that's hit me up for my birthday today. I'm getting some great messages and stuff, and people that listen to this show are sending me messages. Sarah Slater, who listens, it's her sister's birthday today as well.
What's
Jess.
Her sister's name? Oh, Jess.
Jess.
Happy birthday, Jess.
She said we could be twins. She said you guys could be twins. News to my dad, if that's true. He didn't know about that.
It's the parent trap.
Yeah. So happy birthday to Jess and anyone else having a birthday today or any other day of the year. That covers that. Hey, got a little family situation I want to run by you. And I'm risking myself talking about it on the airwaves.
What happened?
Forgot to invite my younger sister to the engagement party on the weekend. Lives in Tamworth.
How did you forget to invite her?
Oh, I just did a big Facebook group and just, I don't know, what happened? What next thing I know, she just wasn't there.
Did she find, oh, well, of course she would have found out.
I don't know, I guess. I haven't spoken to her about it.
Get her on the phone.
No,
producer
don't get
H.
her on the phone. But what happened was since, and my apologies for not getting the invite her way, I was uploading the photos of of the engagement party. I was uploading the photos of the engagement party last night, and Facebook automatically tags people.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know how Facebook knows people's faces, but somehow it does.
It does,
it automatically tags when you upload an album. So I'm uploading the album. I've uploaded, I had to do three because there was 100-odd photos, so I've uploaded them all. And then I realised that Facebook has tagged my younger sister in one of the photos thinking that she was there. Someone looks like her.
What?
Michelle. It's actually Rachel's mate.
What are the odds of that?
I know. So Rachel, Facebook thinks Michelle, Rachel's friend.
Yeah. Looks like your younger sister.
Yes. So she's being tagged. So she would have woke up this morning and gone, oh, what's up? Hey. Brothers had an engagement party. That's not me.
Was it a closed group?
Yeah. Mm. So, are you saying she might not have seen the photos?
I don't think so, because if it's a closed group and you didn't invite her, she wouldn't be in the group.
Oh, then I don't have to feel bad.
I don't think so.
Oh, perfect. I mean, how good's that?
You should still feel bad.
Oh.
I'm here, the voice of reason. You better make her a groomswoman along with me at your wedding. Looks like you're going to have a big bridal party.
That's why I'm going to be the only guy up there, is it? So there'll be Jamie and all her bridesmaids.
I didn't forget to invite your younger sister.
Me.
And I mean, I was already a groomswoman. Now you're going to have me, your younger sister, and then who else?
I'll forget to invite you to the wedding if you keep making these suggestions.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.